that it's a different world. Watch your money, save your money, invest your money, be smart with it. But this isn't going to last forever.
No. Mike Dettillier on the Out of Bounds Show on ESPN 105.9 The Zone, WWL Radio TV New Orleans, Louisiana. Native, insider, Saints, LSU, Pelicans, NFL draft, too. And he joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Speaking of, Mike D, today or tonight, we have Lakers, Pelicans. And so how locked in? So I was down there a couple of weeks ago. I know I mentioned to you, and I just had a great time. Some friends gave us courtside seats, got to watch Brandon Ingram and Zion, and Ingram just dominated that night. Zion played well. I still feel like he's a kid and still doesn't even know the skill set and tools that he has. It's almost like he plays around at times, but he's still very productive. But anyway, and I don't know if I've ever seen a big man move like that since Barkley, and he's much bigger than Barkley. But how locked in are New Orleans residents or sports fans, Louisiana, to Lakers Pelicans tonight, Mike D?
They're locked in really good. I mean, yesterday that was all that people were calling in. Every once in a while we got a call about maybe the draft or the NFL, but it was really mainly about the Pelicans and how can a team who has the best road record in the NBA be barely 500 at home and with everything on the line, so to speak, that you wouldn't have to get into the play-in tournament, how could you play such a lousy game? They weren't even in the game from start to finish. They were completely almost intimidated by the Lakers. It's not a good matchup for them. It's really not. And this isn't the first time the Lakers have taken it to them with a big belt and welted their backside. So they tuned into this, and this is all about a team understanding how good they can be. I don't think they understand how good they can be at this stage. But the Lakers know who they are. I don't think the Pelicans really, they don't know who they are at this stage. But how can you be so good, again, on the road, to have the best road record in the NBA and barely, and I'm talking about barely 500 at home?
Wow. Okay, so we get Lakers-Pelicans tonight in the Smoothie King Center. Which is a beautiful, beautiful arena and ton of fun. And so, Mike, that place will be wild tonight, will it not? Just packed and crazy?
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Yeah, and they'll have a lot of Lakers fans, too. I mean, this is an area that when the Lakers play the Pels, or the Celtics play the Pels, they got a lot of people cheering on the Lakers or the Celtics. Now, that's longtime ties, and it might be something, you know, your dad, you know, was a Celtics fan or a Lakers fan, and so you became one too. But it'll be packed tonight, and If you watched that game Sunday, if you watched and looked around courtside, there were a lot of Lakers fans in those seats, a lot of Lakers jerseys in those seats. And so, you know, it's just hard to explain, but in this area where, you know, that's, you know, you kind of maybe grew up watching certain teams, if it was the Lakers with Kobe or Shaq or Magic, whatever, or the Celtics with Bird and, you know, and that group, you know, you sort of tied to them. But it is not a good matchup for the Pelicans at all. And
I could see that.
It's between the ears now. It really has sunk in between the ears. And they got to come out tonight and play with some energy against the Lakers. You didn't see that Sunday at all. They were not. They didn't have the jumper cables on the battery at all Sunday. None.
I love that. They didn't have the jumper cables on the battery. That's good. Mike Dettillier on the Out of Bounds show. I agree with you, Mike. To me, the Pelicans, so they're fun to watch. Brandon Ingram's amazing. Zion is wild just because of his skill set. I still can't figure out, you know, exactly what he is other than talented. But I don't feel like you have an alpha in your top two. You know, I don't feel like either one of those guys, your top two dudes, are alpha leaders. And that could be a problem as you get into the postseason, Mike D.
Well, C.J. McCollum's has to be that guy, you know, because he's been there, done that. This is the first time Zion's ever going to play in a playoff game, ever. So, you know, he can't say he's been there, done that. He hasn't done it. With Ingram, I think he's a very good player. Is he this emotional leader, take charge, that sort of guy? I'm not sure. That one guy on this team is C.J. McCollum. He's been the guy when they've needed it. He sort of has grabbed everybody's attention. But I agree with you on Zion and B.I. as far as not being the alpha guy. Out there, and for Zion, he's never walked down this basketball aisle before. Never.
Hmm. Well, and Anthony Davis had back spasms over the weekend, so we'll see. We'll see what shakes out tonight. For those of you who may not have anything sports wise to watch tonight, play-in game, Lakers, Pelicans, in the Smoothie King Arena, and it's still crazy to me that New Orleans has an NBA team, but it's so much fun to go to the games. Couple reasons. They don't last long. I mean, I love the Saints, you know, and NFL does a much better job than college, but, you know, that's 3 hours. That's pretty good. Three, maybe just a hair over three. College football's gotten ridiculous at 3 hours and 45 minutes. But, man, the NBA's great because it's boom, there, and it's pure entertainment. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. Mike, last question. Let's switch gears to the NFL and the Eagles. Get Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown under contract. How big a deal is that for the Philadelphia Eagles and for others in the NFC that will have to play Philly?
Well, it's bad news for everybody that's got to play them, especially if you got to play them twice a year. You know, the thing I remember, I told a story yesterday about Devontae. He comes to our pro football combine camp. He is entering his junior year at Emeet High School. I mean, we had the stars that particular day with Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. I think there were eight guys at that camp that went on to play in the NFL. And then here comes walk in, and he gets on the scale, and he weighs 153 pounds, Devontae Smith. And so I'm like, okay, I had not watched him play. as a 10th grader. But I had heard everything about him. And so, you know, I walk up to him and I was like, man, how are you, Devontae? And he's like, fine. I was like, man, you know, he's like, yeah, all these big receivers over here. And I said, man, you weighed 153 pounds. He was like, I just want him to throw me the ball. He was unbelievable that day. Man, he turned around cornerbacks. He corkscrewed them into the ground, running routes. So I got it. Nobody touched him. I mean, he was fabulous running a route, getting into and out of a cut and a break. But, Bo, he weighed in that morning at 153 pounds. And I'm like, how can he hold up? And yet, you know, he goes to Alabama. That second number might have been a 7, but it wasn't that much into the 7. And to see how dominant a player he was in college football and how well he's played in the NFL. Great success story, because he is not your prototypical wideout size-wise. He's not. And not that Jamar and Justin were big guys, but, I mean, they were a lot bigger than what Devontae were. I mean, you know, and to see how well he's played has been amazing. And then to see him team up with AJ, and that's been a really great combination. I'm not sure what happened late in the year with the Eagles, but, man, they better get that straightened out, because that seemed to be something happening in the locker room that came apart on them. And they didn't look like the same team late in the year as we had saw early in the year. They had won games, and sometimes it was by small margins, but you still won.
Right.
Late in the year, they didn't look like the same team at all. This is all on Nick Sirianni. He's got to change that quickly.
Mike D on the Out of Bounds Show. Have a good week, Mike.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
That was fun. Mike Dettillier. Brought to you by Sound and Communications. If you need a video wall for your school, your business, your hospital, your university, it's powered by soundcomav.com. Hour number 3 coming up.
Springtime is here, and it's time to celebrate baseball and hoops with super premium Patron Tequila. Two of my favorite Patron Tequila cocktails are the Patron Reposado Paloma and the Patron Silver Margarita. Patron Tequila is 100% blue agave and handcrafted for me and you. Here's to a Patron cocktail with good friends. Visit PatronTequila.com for wonderful cocktail recipes.